Welcome to the first intermission report here from the Erie Insurance Arena. Harrison Watt here. And before we get to the box score and recap, we have a special guest for us, a Ferris alumni, contributor to the Playmaker campaign, Doug Wanger. And Doug, thanks for joining us up here in the booth.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about your Ferris experience. I know you're a Ferris men's tennis alum and had a lot of success there. I know our associate AD John Coles is listening, and he's a big tennis fan. So tell us a little bit about your tennis experience here at Ferris State.
Well, I came to Ferris in 1978 and played for 2 years. I was captain and MVP of the tennis team then. I started my career at Western Michigan and played for 2 years with Scott Schultz, who you all know, and was just elected to the Hall of Fame. So Scott and I played 2 years, and then I changed majors and went into computer information systems at Ferris and made that switch and had a great experience at Ferris. We just built the racket facility the year I joined. We had some new players come in. Was the beginning of the turnaround of the program. I had a great coach, Mike Klusterman, who had joined a couple years or maybe a year earlier, and we just had a great time. Some of the same rivalries prevail today that we did back then, Northwood, Grand Valley, Wayne State. Those teams were all tough back then, but I had a great experience at Ferris, and try to get back and watch the team play whenever I can. I just saw the women play last weekend for a little bit down at Ashland.
Well, the men's tennis team, the team that you were a part of, it's had a pretty good stretch over the last two seasons. And how cool is it? I don't know how much you are able to follow, but how cool is it to see that much success for a program that you were a part of?
Well, the tennis program has just taken off since I was there, with the indoor facility and the players they've been able to bring in. They've just been terrific, and we've had an opportunity to follow them. I've seen a couple of their matches when they get to Ohio, where I live, and even sometimes when I get up to Ferris for various things that I'm involved in still with the campus and the community. I always try to make it a part to see a ball game, whether it's hockey or football or tennis, and it's been a lot of fun to follow the teams over the years.
Speaking of teams in action for Ferris State this weekend, a really big one tomorrow. Ferris State football taking on the Grand Valley State Lakers, and I know you are a rival of Grand Valley, being that you were a Ferris athlete, and I don't know how much of a rivalry. It's a little different in an individual sport like tennis, but how much of a heated rivalry was that for you when you were here?
Well, the Grand Valley was always a big match. Tennis is an individual sport. You're obviously playing your match to try to win a point for a team, but it was still a team event. We saw Grand Valley at least three times every year in a dual meet. We'd see them in the conference tournament, and then we'd see them back then. It was the NAIA that we were in, and they were, I believe, in the tournament there. So that was the one you had to knock out to get to the Nationals. We see the Grand Valley the football game sometimes against Ferris when we can get up to Big Rapids, and I know it's a big game tomorrow, and go Bulldogs.
Well, thanks for that. And before we get going here, you're obviously a big hockey fan. You made the trip out here. You're a Cleveland native now, and expert analysis on that first period for us.
Well, they certainly came back strong at the end. We had some great scoring opportunities. Their goalie made a couple of good saves. I think, you know, obviously this is a really fast sport. I saw some really good setups, and I was really pleased with the way the team hung in there after taking that first goal down and coming back and really keeping the pressure on. I think we kept a lot of good pressure on them and in their zone, and it's just a wonderful facility. Good seating, good sight lines, and it's a beautiful facility, and I'm sitting down there amongst some other Ferris, probably parents and fans. So we're going to try to cheer them on to a victory here.
Well, Doug, thanks for joining us so much tonight, and enjoy the rest of the game.
Thank you so much for having me. Go Bulldogs.
We'll take a 2-minute break, bring it back with the box score and recap right here in the Voice of the Bulldogs, sunny 97.3.